Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday. We're actually going to do things a little differently. Tomorrow is our 500th show, and all this week we've had some great guests on, and we've done some really amazing things. Yesterday we had our Writer of the Year, Cena Grace, on the show, and that was wonderful. Before that, we had Derek from Blah Blah Comics on talking about our new project, DC Animated Adventures. And today and tomorrow, we're going to have a guest that we've never had a guest before. This person's never been a guest, and I'm really excited about it, because you're going to hear questions and answers and stuff that might even surprise you. So here we go.
Hey everybody, my name is Robert. Last name's Mora. I am the owner of Star Comics in Lubbock, Texas. You've heard me on the Night Nerd Podcast before. We're going to do a little change of pace here. This is to celebrate, or close to celebration, of the 500th episode of the Night Nerd Podcast with Lance. And we're going to turn the tables a little bit. I am going to be your host, and Lance is going to be your guest. So, welcome, Lance. How are you?
I'm a little freaked out. It's, you know, the other side of the mirror, but it's great. You know, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. And I'm really looking forward to this whole thing.
Well, I know that there are a lot of podcasts out there, and there are a lot of people that do podcasting mainly themed towards gaming, movies, comics, and the things that you do. Tell me how and why you kind of got the idea for Night Nerd in the first place.
Well, it all started, one of our mutual friends, Derek Moreland, he and a guy named Colby had a show called Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. That was a podcast. And I met Derek. I used to host Geeks Who Drink Trivia here. And he and I just became good friends. He was wearing a Daredevil shirt one day. And I'm one of the only people in the world that supports Ben Affleck's Daredevil. And they had a big Daredevil show and asked me to be on it to defend, you know, Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
To defend Ben Affleck, okay.
I mean, there's an autographed picture from the film hanging above the computer here. And I did it, and I had so much fun. I was like, you know, I could do this.
Yeah.
And in my infinite wisdom, I went from never having done a podcast to doing 6 a week.
Okay.
And I pulled it back after a few months to only 5 a week. And I just, you know, these are things I love and I'm passionate about. And I just want to share that with other people. And if they have fun and learn a few things along the way, it's even better.
So I'll... you know, play the audience question, because there's going to be a lot of people out there that want to start their own podcast. I get questions like that a lot for all kinds of reasons. So what is your advice to someone? I mean, I gleaned the advice just from your answer, but to push forward in the advice realm, what is your advice to someone who says they would also like to podcast either now or in the near future?
A few things. One, don't dive into a 6-day-a-week show. That's
learn from your mistakes.
A full-time job and everything. The biggest things I can say is make sure your wife, husband, spouse, partner, whoever is on board, because it does take a lot of time. You know, you miss some family time, and have fun with it.
Sure.
But also be dedicated, because those are the biggest takeaways. If someone wants to jump into it, just be prepared for the time, because it really is, you know, I try and treat it like a job and do it 20-25 hours a week, whether that's research or whatever, because if you're just going to sit down and talk, you'll find you ramble, you lose interest, and if you do too much, though, you get burnout. It's just finding that balance.
What stage do you think you found that you needed to start the research side, or did you start with that before you began recording?
My very first week was I tried to be more current. Mm-hmm. And so it was Video Game Monday was these are the games that came out in the last couple of weeks. This is what I'm playing. Tuesday was, hey, here's the recent movies. Wednesday was whatever comics came out this week. And both time-wise and financially, it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't remember if it was the second or third week. I did a Daredevil week and I did a baseball week because it was opening week of baseball that year. And I realized, you know, this way I can, one, record in advance. So if I want to take a trip out of town or something, I can. Mm-hmm. Behind the curtain there.
Yeah.
But, and two, you know, it really is easier because, you know, if you're out there and every week you're going to have 5 new movies drop. Well, they're sure. Even, so you can get a press pass usually through your local theaters, but you're going to have 2 or 3 big video games come out. So there's over $100 right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then comics, I mean, you know, there's hundreds of titles that come out every week.
Sure.
And it just didn't make sense, like I said, financially or time-wise to do it that way. So then after a couple of weeks, I switched to, okay, I'm going to pick a topic that may be related to a comic or a movie or a video game coming out or mm-hmm. a celebrity's birthday or something like that. But I'm going to keep my daily categories, but I'm going to try and pertain it more to that, usually in a top 5 list or interesting historical stuff, things, you know.
Did you find that you were hitting some repetition really early on, and how did you branch out and try to spread that repetition out over a longer period of time?
The way I try to grow and do that is having a wide array of topics, you know, because it's still grounded in familiarity. Like, you know, if you listen to the show on Monday, I'm going to be talking about video games.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, those first few weeks I did went from Daredevil to baseball to, and I try not to do the same theme, you know, maybe just focus on, if I do a movie topic, just pick one movie out of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And except back last year in November, we had Thor and Justice League and Punisher. It was a big month for nerd culture. And
yeah.
So I make exceptions like that. But if you go to, like, July, you know, I did Dunkirk for a week. I did Hall of Fames because I was going to the Baseball Hall of Fame. So mm-hmm. I did Hall of Fame. So just try and switch it up because I could talk just video games
sure.
every day. But then you fall back into you're talking about the same thing. You get that repetition, which not only creates boredom in your listener base, but in yourself too. Because if you're talking about Ben Affleck's Daredevil I usually mention him every day, but if I was talking about him for 30 minutes a day.
Is that your ritual? Are you required to just mention Ben Affleck?
I am. I am obligated by law to say.
All right. I love Ben Affleck's Daredevil. This is the perfect time then. Why Ben Affleck?
He was the bomb in Phantoms. No, I remember when Ben Affleck's Daredevil came out, and I was a huge Ben Affleck fan already,
That's what I'm asking.
Oh.
Why Ben Affleck? What about Ben Affleck made you go, yeah, that's my guy?
Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Dogma, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, you know, that was my first exposure to Ben. And then going back and watching Good Will Hunting, School Ties, Dazed and Confused.
Well, if you go to Dazed and Confused and School Ties and I mean, he's kind of the foil. He's the bully. He's the jerk. I mean, even Mallrats.
He has that dynamic. He has that range. And I was like, this guy is.
That range, or is he always just the bully? And you just seem to like bullies.
I look past it. Yeah, I can relate to being a bully. No, I can't. But I don't know. And then when Daredevil came out, that was kind of my hill to die on because I was like, you know, I really dug this movie, and to this day. My friends, like my inner circle of friends.
That's a tough hill.
just to give examples, I mean, anytime I mention anything about a movie being bad, my buddy Jason does a little Colin Farrell bullseye draw on this thing, and he's like, that's the movie you like.
Yeah.
My buddy Justin in our fantasy football league, he didn't win the first four games of the season, so he changed his picture to Ben Affleck as Daredevil. Okay. I mean, so it's kind of become a joke at this point.
No, but... I gotcha. Obviously, since I'm asking the question, it's a topic for sure.
It gets people talking.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, because it is. Most people are like, I mean, Ben Affleck's okay. And Norton's probably my favorite actor as far as talent-wise, but for just fun, I want to watch it, it's Ben Affleck all the time.
Gotcha. So, Ben Affleck is an actor. You're a fan. What kind of movies? You've obviously listed some off. Let's not go into like generic, like, yes, I love superhero movies, or yes, I love action movies. What type of movie are you most attracted to? What are you trying to get out of an entertaining feature?
Well, I, outside of scary movies, because I'm a big wuss and I don't do scary movies.
Okay.
But I break movies into two main categories. There you have good movies and you have entertaining movies.
Okay.
Movies like Citizen Kane, Casablanca. I love the classics. Nosferatu. I love movies like that. Good Will Hunting, we mentioned. Schindler's List. And you can't watch it very many times, but those are good movies. Mm-hmm. But the very next day, I'll switch and I'll watch Biodome or Life or Harlem Nights, Dude, Where's My Car? You know, movies that are just entertaining. So as long as I can either laugh at it and enjoy it or appreciate it as a cinematic achievement.
Sure.
Those are the kind of
marker for things like that is, would I watch it again? Mm. So what about Biodome? That's the one that I got out of that whole thing. So what about Biodome makes you want to watch it again? Just the humor side?
Well, the thing, Biodome and Life, the Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence movie, the thing about both of those movies is they came out when I was late high school, early college, and my friends and I all watched them, and the quotes just worked their way into our conversation.
So they're quotable. Okay, gotcha.
That's why it's just...
When movies become quotable, it's like you're watching the movie in your own mind over and over, and usually the highlights, the best parts. So.
But then on the flip side, movies like Fight Club, one of my best friends, on his wedding day, I was his best man, we watched Fight Club before the wedding. You know, I've met Chuck Palahniuk. I don't know how many copies of Fight Club 2 I have in every version. Fight Club 1 I have... first edition printing, leather bound autograph, signed by Meatloaf even, and Fight Club again is one of those movies. Again, it came out.
Meatloaf at?
Fan Expo Dallas in 2017.
Okay.
He was there with all the Rocky Horror Picture people.
Oh, gotcha.
And I had the previous August 2016, I had gone to New Orleans to meet Chuck Palahniuk. He was doing a book signing for Fight Club 2. And I realized, you know, I travel across the country to go see a band. Why not an author?
Sure.
And everyone was shocked that, you know, we traveled 12 hours to come see him. And I won a contest and got a nice little leather-bound, like I said, first edition. And Meatloaf, I got to tell my Meatloaf story real quick because it's great. He, like I said, he was there with all the Rocky Horror Picture people. And I walk up. Everybody's walking up with either that stuff or his albums, music, and things. And I walk up with this book. He looks at it, he's like, what is this? I'm like, oh, it's Fight Club. And he looked at me, he's like, no, it's not. Yeah, I'd open it and look. And Chuck had signed it. And he's like, oh, I've never seen this. This is really cool. And he handed it back to me. And without batting an eye, just matter of fact, I have lunch with the guy every Tuesday. He's like, hey, when you see Brad, tell him Meatloaf said to sign this. And he will. Because I see Brad Pitt all the time. But just the way he just stated it, he was like, yeah, just tell Brad to sign it. And then he started again in some stories about some of the other people. And... without naming or anything, he said they would probably be, the nicest way to say it, less likely to sign.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, but in the fact that, you know, it was a nice little breakup in the monotony of what he was seeing.
And how was Mr. Loaf looking at the time? Was he, is he looking okay?
He's becoming more and more like Bob from Fight Club. I guess is nice. He's
method.
Method he's, after the fact.
Okay.
I guess he's hoping for Fight Club 2.
He's post method. Yeah. All right. Excellent. So what about music? Do you ever talk about music on the Night Nerd?
I do a little bit. Music is such a divisive topic, and especially the music I like. I'm a fan of what people call cock rock, that early 2000s radio-friendly Nickelback, Hinder, Papa Roach,
Heard it called that. So.
Yeah, because it was like brotastic.
Okay, it was brotastic, and it's cock rock. Okay.
Yeah, I call it radio rock because it's radio friendly, and you can say that in a group of people and not be looked at. That's one of my go-tos, but part of that is, well, like for my 100th show, I had the lead singer of Hinder on here.
Okay.
I've known those guys for a long time. I toured with them, and so, you know, I enjoyed it. My favorite artist is Damien Rice, who's kind of a folky, jazzy, smooth, insanely talented artist, and I actually got to see him in concert one time right before my son was born, and that was huge bucket list check.
Okay.
But, you know, we're in West Texas. I'm from West Texas. I love country music, too. Like, Dwight Yoakam is one of my favorite artists as well. Pretty much anything except more recent pop, because even pop, you know, I'll listen to some Backstreet or NSYNC if it's on, whatever.
But you're saying that it's hard on Night Nerd to really discuss music because you feel it's divisive.
Right, because most people, you know, they say they'll listen to anything, and I sit here and named off every genre.
Sure.
But people say, oh yeah, I listen to anything, and you're like, oh, well, you know, how do you feel about Nickelback? Oh, I hate them. Okay, well, how do you feel about Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Night Sweats? Oh, I hate that kind of country-ish music. Okay, well, how do you feel about this? Oh, well, I hate that genre. So people say they like a lot of types of music, but they really don't, and they get real more opinionated.
Who are they?
Just a lot of people I talk to, whether it be
these people that you're talking to local.
No, just over all the years of traveling and everything, they just, even when I'm at a concert, like if I'm at a Hinder concert, and even if I talk about other bands that they've toured with, you know, the same genre, people are like, oh, no, I don't like that kind of music. And I'm like, but you're listening to that kind of music.
Gotcha.
And,
So you have deep roots and deep love for music, but it's just not as focused and centered for Night Nerd podcasting.
Correct. And the, you know, talking about being divisive.
You've traveled with bands.
Yes.
Do you play an instrument?
Not at all. No. I cannot sing or carry a tune in a bucket.
And that's okay. you just love music.
Mm-hmm.
So in what capacity did you travel?
I did videography stuff.
Okay.
I've actually shot a couple of documentaries and things like that. Worked merch tables, merch booths. And a couple of times after the fact, when they would come through Texas, I would just hang out, you know, go, because you have Amarillo, Lubbock, Midland, Odessa, San Angelo, which are all really, I mean, in as far as Texas standards, they're really close to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, when you're on tour, you have what they call bus call, which is when everybody's got to get off the bus because we're leaving. Well, in that little stretch, you can stay up super late because you only have an hour and a half to drive the next day.
Yeah.
So you're able to hang out more, do more stuff, go to the next town the next day, go eat lunch, go see a movie, go bowling. And so, yeah, even as just a, I don't want to say groupie because I was actually, you know, with the band. I wasn't a roadie because I didn't set anything up. It was just a buddy hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of seen, you know, the both sides as, you know, or I guess all sides, because as a merch guy, you're working for the band and
yes.
you're promoting and doing all this stuff. As a videographer, you know, I'm telling this story of this is how I want things to go down. Let's do this interview. Let's get this shot. And then just as a friend, you're just hanging out and don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So,
okay.
In a few different roles.
Have you found any opportunities to do that recently? Has it been a while?
It's been a while. Children and things.
Okay.
This was before I was married, before I had kids.
Okay. When it's easier to just kind of pick up and go. And,
right.
Okay, gotcha.
Because even like the Damien Rice show, we just went to it, and Sterling, my son, was born a week and a half later.
Even
that. So I almost had to miss it, but luckily I didn't.
You almost had to miss Sterling being born?
Yes. No, those were the rules. If I missed the Damien Rice show, Sterling's name would be Damien right now. So my wife was like, go.
Gotcha.
And so it's harder to do now. And really, all the guys I know, they're all older. A lot of them are married. I've got to see him a few times recently. Unfortunately, it was for funerals, you know, so not as fed. I mean, we still socialized and celebrated and things, but as far as like the actual touring, it's a whole different scene than it was, because it is hang out, watch a movie, and go to sleep. Not what it was. And but even then, this area right now is gearing more toward metal shows.
Okay.
It's weird. West Texas goes through phases where we'll do rock, metal, rap, pop, country. Well, country's always here. But the other ones, you can see patterns of about an 18 to 24 month time frame,
mm-hmm.
where, yeah, there may be one or two other shows in the other genres, but it's predominantly this type of music.
And okay.
And that's another reason I don't talk music a whole lot, because music's really easy to get dated as well.
I see.
You know, what's popular at the time? Because even though Britney Spears has her diehard fans, it's not if I was talking about her 20 years ago, you know? And whereas movies and comics, and to a lesser extent video games, maintain, when they go from being current, they have that nostalgia factor that, even though people love music, I feel like it's not, it's a different type of nostalgia. And like I said, and it dates, you know, in movies they use music to tell you, okay, we're in 1980s, we're in 1960s,
yeah.
And years from now, after the apocalypse, when the next generation, you know, the next society comes in and they find my podcast and that's what they're using to judge what life was like, I want it to be timeless.
Okay. So, video games. You say that you're an Xbox guy. Is that, that's how you put it to me anyway?
Yes. I have a Xbox tattoo on my middle finger, so that way if a PlayStation person asks which one I prefer. No, I was a Sega person. Growing up, I was a Sega person. And then they kind of folded and went to video games only. And about the time the Xbox, original Xbox, came out, and I just fell in love with the games, the controller, the social network, the everything. And so I convinced all my friends to get Xboxes, and
there haven't looked a back particular since. Style of video game that you prefer?
I'll play just about anything, but my go-to really is the 2D side-scrolling, like puzzle games.
Okay.
Kind of like my, I mean, I'll sit and I'll play Halo. Assassin's Creed is my favorite franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those type games I don't enjoy as much. I like Assassin's Creed because of the history and things.
But do you like the storyline? Yes. So you follow some of the games for the storyline, but the others you just kind of follow for the action.
Right. Right now, I mean, the two games I'm playing as of this interview is the new Assassin's Creed Origins and Cuphead, which can be two different games. I mean, they're on completely opposite sides of the spectrum. Cuphead is done in like that 1930s Fleischer Studio animation,
mm-hmm.
Cartoony side-scroller, and it's the hardest game I've ever played in my life. And then Assassin's Creed is this big, epic, open world. You walk around, talk to anybody, ride horses, ride camels, climb pyramids.
Yeah.
And
it's not necessarily a hard game. It's more an exploratory mm-hmm. experience with a storyline driving right. you along.
Right.
Do you like those hard games? Those hard puzzle games that, you know, like the Dark Souls or the one you just mentioned?
I had always given people a hard time when I worked at, I used to work at GameStop back in the day, and anytime somebody came in buying Dark Souls, I was like, hey, you need to buy another controller because you're going to get so mad you're going to break a controller. And I never understood why people like that. But currently, you know, we're in a big, retro is a new cool in
yes,
gaming.
Definitely.
With the NES Classic, the SNES mm-hmm. Classic. And I still have all of my old systems. So we went back and played them. And those games are harder than anything out right now. So that's kind of what got me in, you know. And visually, I wanted to play Cuphead. It looked amazing. And once that challenge was there, that nostalgia factor kicked in. So normally, no, I don't like the challenging games.
Okay.
I mean, I enjoy puzzle mm-hmm. games. But
but not you don't like having to do that
intentionally.
Yeah, where you have to do the same move mm-hmm. over and over and over and over again. And
that
then
just,
3-4 days later, maybe you get past it.
Yeah, that drives me insane. But that's what Cuphead is.
Okay.
But it, so I mean, and I think this kind of what we talked about, you know, in movies and music, I'm all for something, but there's always a little asterisk at the end. It's like, well, unless it's this, or well, but I also like this. And so it's really hard. I enjoy just good quality product.
Okay.
And whether it's something like Assassin's Creed or Cuphead or the Halo games, I really enjoyed those. But the racing games get a little monotonous. But again, I'll play Forza because it just looks so beautiful and it is so amazing that you just get lost driving around and seeing how beautiful it is. So
nice. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then we will launch into the future of Night Nerd and maybe even talk a little comics and a little bit of Lubbock and see where we go from there.
That sounds great.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
It was me. I was the guest. I've never been a guest on my own show until today and tomorrow as well. So thank you for listening. Thank you so much to Robert from Star Comics for coming by and doing that. And it gets, like, there's more stuff. Tune in tomorrow. If you like what you hear, make sure to check us out all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. While you're there, give us, you know, like, comment, share, subscribe. Also, check out Star Comics everywhere on the internet. Just look for Star Comics. They're the ones based out of Lubbock, but they're usually the only Star Comics that pops up. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those, and I love hearing from everyone. Make sure you're checking out all the other shows. We have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words every Sunday. We have DC Animated Adventures every Tuesday and Thursday. So those are always enjoyable. While you're out there, really, seriously, patreon.com/thenightnerd. Lots of great bonus content, shows, merch, you name it. It's on there. Well, or it will be. So check that out. Pretty please. That's how we do all our greatness here and get to have cool contests, which we should have a pretty big contest coming up. We're really excited to announce soon. But keep listening. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.